What's up, you guys? It's your girl Anna with the Undateable Chicks Podcast. What's up, what's up? What's up, what's up, what's up? Ladies, what's up, what's up? What's up, what's up, what's up? Hey, okay, y'all, so I'm turning up by myself. Today has been a glorious day, an exciting day. Oh, I don't know what other words to use. I don't have my dictionary in front of me. So, therefore, those are only two I'm going to use today. I hope you guys had an awesome day. Today is Wednesday, and as you know, we come to you guys Wednesday nights, 10:30 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. So, that's when you have to check us out. All right. So, we're going to hop on in this thing. You feel me? Tonight, we're going to be talking about dating with confidence. Now, when I say dating with confidence, I basically mean being comfortable with who you are and actually being who you are on the first date, second date, third date, in the midst of people trying to get to know you, not really pretending or trying to be something you're not because you don't want to offend them or run them off. However, I feel as though if you are not going to be yourself, then you might as well not date. Because simple as that, they're not going to like, they don't like the real you. They're not going to like the real you. That's just simple. Like, you can't pretend to be somebody forever, for the rest of your life. You feel me? I can actually raise my hand and attest to being one of those people before. For like a year of my life, I realized that my personality was a little too much for people to handle. And so I tried to kind of pull myself down, be more quiet, being seen, not heard, not voicing my opinion, and just not really being myself. And when I went through a year of doing that, of course I got invited to a lot of things. People that I wouldn't really hang out with or regularly hang out with wanted to hang out with me because I talked, but it wasn't an opinionated conversation. So it basically was like I was a yes girl. For people, that's male and females, friends, boyfriends, whatever, you know, I just was a yes person and I didn't want my strong personality to offend them because I felt like it was running people off, right? So it got to the point where I had to fake the funk for so long till it became unbearable for me. And it was just like one day I had to just let myself go. And basically what happened was I think I was on a date with this guy. I was hanging out with his room of friends. And they like bougie black people. Y'all know bougie black folks, y'all. I'm pretty sure everybody's been around them bougie black folks, honey, who, you know, around him and his friends. They're very conservative people. And he like asked me about my hair. Now, you know, I'm pretty sure y'all getting to know me. I like wigs. I wear a lot of wigs and they come in all colors, styles, lengths, everything. I like wigs. That's just what I like. And he asked me about my hair, asked me how long did it take for me to get my hair sewn in. Now, I could have just said, you know, oh, it took 3 hours for it, whatever. I could have lied and said it was tricks, but it just, that ain't me. I like to be funny and I like to joke. So I said, boy, this a wig. And his whole demeanor changed about me. Now, this is the same woman he had been on a date with like 4 or 5 times, you know. But because I stated that, I made that statement, I guess he was embarrassed. His friends laughed. They thought it was funny because I was trying to make them laugh. That was my whole goal of saying what I said. He was really offended by it. He said I embarrassed him. And so with that being said, that was the day I decided to be myself and not, you know, pretend to be somebody else. I was dating, being comfortable with who I am, dating with confidence, like, letting people know, hey, this is me. This is what you're going to get. You either take it or leave it. You like it or you love it, baby. That's it. Either or. You know what I'm saying? Is you done it? Is you finished, bro? Like, what's up? So, anyhow, what that means is just like if you are trying to get to know someone, I'm not saying say, oh, child, I got the fart or something nasty. Don't be gross. But be yourself. If you are one of those people, if somebody brings food to the table and it's incorrect and you normally would be like, ma'am, this is wrong. Can y'all fix it? Whatever. Don't sit there and eat no raw ass piece of meat because you don't want to come off as the complainer or whatever. Girl, date with confidence. Boy, date with confidence. If you are a guy that, you know, you like to compliment people or whatever, but you don't want to come off as a creep or a sex object or like you're sexually objectifying her or whatever, Be yourself. If you think she look good or she fine or her thighs is appetizing to you at that moment, say it. Don't be gross, but say it. Be yourself. That's my whole point with the dating with confidence. And also, you know, not dating with confidence also includes online. So this is the talking stage. I'm going to say Tinder because I get more complaints or hear more complaints from guys when it comes to Tinder about women not posting their whole picture, posting face pictures. And not, y'all know I continuously say this, that God bless big folks, plus size people, thick people, fat people, whatever you want to call us. He blessed us with a face. Like, all of us got a cute face. And it don't make no sense how fine our face is. But I feel like God was like, y'all can't have both. Like, y'all will have to work for the other one. Like, he gave you either or. Not calling skinny folks ugly. I'm just saying our face is better because it's fuller, it's chubbier, it's rounder, it's a little bit more cheerier. You know, most of us have dimples, whether it be the chunky dimples or the dimples that came when we were born. Either or. So the complaint I often hear is guys saying that women will not take a full picture of themselves, or they expected them to be one, like, look a certain type of way, and then when they get there, they're not. Or posting old high school pictures and things like that. Date with confidence, girl. Be yourself. Post that picture with your belly out. Because I'm going to be honest with y'all. I'm a fat girl gone fit. That's what I'm going to call myself. I went through a weight loss journey. I lost over 100 pounds. And now I'm a fit girl. So I'm in a smaller rep. And I'm just tell y'all this. Like, I got more play when I was bigger. Honestly, I got more play when I was a heavier girl. And I've even been, you know, a guy even said to me, he saw old pictures of me. Like, we was attracted to each other, but he saw old pictures of me. He was like, you need to gain weight. Like, you need to gain weight, really. Like, guys love big girls and thick girls. So take pictures of yourself, girl. Be confident in who you are. Because when you finally need them, you can't take that picture with you, honey. You can't take that filter with you. You can't take Photoshop with you. So take your pictures up front. Let these people know what they getting into. And if they miss you because you plus size, F them, girl. They miss you because you dark skin, F them, girl. You feel me? They miss you because you got short hair, you wear weave, you wear long wigs, you wear short wigs, whatever. That is their loss. You are still incredible. And it is still a man out there for you, girl. Let me tell you, honey, because honey, what be Simone say? And baby girl, he out there. So don't even trip. And they be fine too. The ones that, y'all, don't get me started. We got to shout out, what was our first male, our first male guest was Joseph. Joseph like big girls, y'all. Go check him out. He like big girls. So y'all be, don't be, listen, them fine dudes like thick women. So don't be acting like your weight is keeping you from nothing, because it ain't keeping you from nothing, honey, but a size 2 pair of pants that ain't gonna even look good on a size 2 person. So whatever. So that brings us to our next topic. Are you being discriminated against, or is that their preference? All right. So this came about, I'm gonna tell the story. So my guy friend was telling me about a post he saw on Facebook where a whole bunch of, this white girl posted something saying she don't understand why black men get offended when she says she don't date black men, and it's just her preference to date white men, right? Nothing wrong with that, you know, having a preference, but it's just the fact you're saying you won't date a person because of their skin complexion or their skin color or their race, something they cannot control. Not saying you're not gonna date them because, oh, I'm not gonna date him because he's a blue collar, he works at blue collar work, whatever, or I'm not gonna date him because he's in a gang, or I'm not gonna date him because he's not working, whatever. Those are things they can control. Nobody can control the race they were born in. Nobody can control the height they were born in. So y'all leave short men alone. They can't help that they're both, you know, their stature. They can't help that. Now, the only thing I can see somebody helping you not having a preference against not dating plus size people or not dating skinny people or whatever. Because I know I had that preference or whatever of choosing not to date petite men, like skinny guys, you know. But it's still judgmental, but it's not the same as being discriminated against just because your skin complexion or, you know, somebody telling you, oh, they can't date you because your hair is natural. I don't like natural hair, whatever. Because I've had a black guy tell me that before. He didn't like natural hair. He wanted
you know, permed hair. He like straight hair. Whatever. Kick rocks, bro. So just think about, you know, I don't know if somebody's ever been that open to tell you that, you know, whatever their reason for not choosing to date you. But that, when my guy was telling me about that, and he was explaining to girls, you know, what she was saying and trying to basically stand up for what she said. And I'm like, it's really not what she's saying, it's how she said it. You can have your preference, girl. You need to start telling, if black guys are trying to holler at you, you white woman, you're not interested in dating a black guy, you know internally you don't want to date them because they black. Point blank, period. Your mama ain't handling that shit, your daddy ain't handling that. Okay, whatever. That's just your preference, okay? But you don't tell nobody, oh, I'm not going to date you because you're black. You don't say that, because that is being discriminative and also a racist. You are being racist because you won't date him because he's black. Instead of you saying, oh, no, I'm good. I don't want to date. I'm good. I'm cool. I don't want to date you. Point. Let's leave it at that. You know, how would you feel if somebody say, oh, I don't date white women. Y'all thirsty and y'all go at the ballers and shot collars and y'all do a lot of other things. All the stigmas that come with being a white woman. Because you know y'all got stigmas too. White women got stigmas just like black women and black men and white men do. Like me. What if I was to say and tell a white guy? Because white guys hit on me all the time. Like all the time. They actually hit on me more than black dudes do. If I was to say, you know, internally in my brain, I don't have nothing against. I can't judge each and every Caucasian male based upon my experience with one Caucasian male or what I've seen on the news, like y'all killing folks and kidnapping folks and all that kind of stuff. Kind of got me scared. But I'm not going to tell a person who's trying to hit on me, I'm sorry, I don't date white dudes, blah, 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 blah. I'm just going to say, I'm good. I'm not really interested. Thank you. That's it. That's how you leave it. You don't put the reason why you're not going to date with somebody, especially when it has anything to do with race, anything to do with their religion. Oh, I can't date you because you Muslim. Whatever. Some people born into that. That is a choice, though. That is a choice. I'm a retake that one back. That's a choice. However, you know, black, white, being Asian, being short, being tall, you know, having long hair, black hair, freckles, stuff people can't control. I just personally don't think you should call that out. You shouldn't say it. And you are going to be looked at as being a racist. Like, you just don't say stuff like that. And even if that's how you feeling, like, keep it on the inside, girl. Like, you ain't got to tell everybody you don't like black dudes. But deep down, we know that you want to get down by a black dude. Like, we are, most white women do. So, look at me judging you based upon what I know about white women. So, that's just it. So think about it, y'all. Have y'all ever been on a date with somebody or tried to get to know somebody and they tell you they don't want to date you for A, B, C, whatever reason? I know mine was because my hair was natural. That came from a black man. What else? I'm more of a friend, like a boy, like a hangout partner, I guess. Whatever. That's one reason I've been told that nobody didn't want to date me. I've had kids. Somebody's told me that. Having children, it's a choice. People have the right to have that preference, honey, because I don't date people who don't have kids. So there you go. And I have my own reasons for that. But you know, it's just certain things you don't say. So we're gonna move along, because I don't want to get in too in depth and then start offending people. So I'm just gonna hush up. You feel me? Y'all know Anna got a mouth on her. You feel me? You know, y'all know she do. But we're going to take a small break, y'all. 5-minute break, and we'll be right back with you. All right, you guys. We are back. Back. All right. So, where we left off at was finding out if you were being discriminated against or they just had a preference. And we already talked about the white girl who said she don't date black dudes because they black. Nothing else. Y'all can't say stuff like that. And women, y'all can't be saying y'all want to date white dudes because they white. I don't think we ever say. I don't think black people think black women have all these, like, these stigmas and these, you know, being discriminatory of people. The women I know and myself, I just don't see us doing it. I don't never see us say stuff like we don't date a certain race because of blase, blase. Now, I've had people have preference on who they date. Like my friend, she don't date white guys that they try to adopt her culture. I'll say that. I guess that's the right term to use. You know, I don't like saying, I don't want to say acting black or acting white, because you can't add the color, but you can definitely take someone's culture and try to abuse it and adopt it for your own. So yeah, let's move along. All right. So the next topic is kind of, sort of, mainly important. Talks about finding yourself. Who are you? Ask yourself that. Take a moment. Let's take 30 seconds to figure out who we are. Have you figured out who you were yet? Okay, I know you haven't. It takes some steps to discover your true self. And I can honestly say that it's taken me close to 8 years to figure out who I was, what I wanted in my life, what was my passion, what I wanted my ultimate career goal to be. And I'm 30 years old. So, you know, it took me, you know, maybe more time than it took others, but it's a main steps that you need to take in order to discover your true self. And I'm going to go over them. Okay. So number one, be quiet. You cannot and will not be able to know yourself until you take time to be still. So this means getting up and leaving just because somebody getting on your nerves, or getting up and leaving because you're tired of them people at your job. They talk too much. They working your last nerve. Be still. Whether you believe in God or the universe, they have aligned something for you. Your life was already planned before you were born. So be still and let that go accordingly. Because when you move and make movements that weren't supposed to, you know, be made, that's when you interrupt what was going on in your path. And you know, we talk about stepping out on faith. I believe you know when you're supposed to be stepping out on faith. Not so much moving because just you can't, or moving because you're fed up, or whatever the situation is. You gotta be still and let the universe take control, and let God take control, whichever one you may choose. Number two, realize who you truly are, not who you want to be. Get off of Snapchat, get off of Instagram, get off of Facebook. You were never meant to be those people that you are idolizing. And idolizing is a sin, all right? So you can have an idol that you look up to. You maybe want to be like them, but you are not them. Stop trying to compare yourself to the women that's on Instagram. Those women, modified bodies. I've met a couple of models off of IG, and let me tell you, they don't look like the pictures y'all see. Even as a big girl, y'all, I knew how to pose to make me look smaller. So when people saw me in person, of course I looked bigger. I knew how to pose. I never used Photoshop or anything like that. But pictures are just what they are. You take them, they're candid, right then and there. That's it. They are not who you truly are. Stop comparing yourself to people you were never meant to be. Models, rappers, singers, and you 35, sub. I know 2 Chainz made it in late in the game. Like, bro, get a job. Like, you got kids now. And they need your support. Rap on the side. Make that your little side hustle, whatever. But y'all, you got to realize who you truly are. If that means, you know, if you good at picking up trash and putting it in the garbage can, you need to, baby, put 100 in that. If your thing is doing nails and doing hair, put 100 in that. You might not be meant to be a doctor. You know what I'm saying? You know, if your goal, whatever you are truly good at, like truly, truly good at, and truly like who it really is, like you are. I'm sorry, I sounded crazy when I said that. If you really know who you are, truly are, that's what you need to be, not what and who you want to be. Okay? And I hope you guys understood. I was rambling a little bit, but I hope you guys understood what I mean by that. Number three. Find what you are good at and not good at. Rappers, some of us ain't meant to rap. Listen, I can spit some for y'all right now. Ayo, I heard the party's back from the front to the back. We go to the roof off, let the floor collapse. But did I make it? No, I think I'm good. You feel me? I like to write, I like to write music, but baby, it ain't for me. Now, it took me some years to realize that, Anna, you can't sing and you can't rap. Leave it alone. It don't stop me from doing it on my spare time and spending that for y'all and spending it for my friends and singing in karaoke. But I know that's not what I'm good at. It's just not a talent that I have. And I'm cool with that. You know, what I am good at is talking to people. I'm awesome at writing. I am, you know, superb and in encouraging people and giving encouraging words. It's something I'm good at. I've been natural at it. I've been doing it all my life. And I didn't know I was good at that until I sat still. And I let the universe take control of my life because it was already destined for whatever it was going to be. You feel me? All right. Next step. Find out what you are passionate about. What is it? What can you do sleep like without sleep? What can you do without taking a break to eat? What can you do without taking a second guess that is taking your time up? What can you do and not get paid for it? That is your passion. That is your true passion. Those are things you need to ask yourself when trying to find thyself. You need to know thyself before trying to make movements in the direction of dating or getting to know somebody else. Because if you don't know who you are, how you gonna introduce you to them? You don't even know who you are. All right? So the next step, ask for feedback. So that's asking friends. You got to be able to be strong enough to take constructive criticism. I know I have to. I had to work on that because I shut down. Somebody tell me, well, you bye. I think you should buy. You said buy, but I was trying to buy. That was me for a long time. And it wasn't until I sat down and actually listened to the critiques because it was talking about my performance at my job. And it was good and bad, you know, critiques. And the bad, once I realized what I did wrong, I made the effort to correct it. And then I became A1, employee of the month. You feel me? Number one in my department. And it was all because I took that negative critique that I got from a feedback from someone. And I fixed exactly what I was doing. And I can't even remember what I was doing wrong. But I know I fixed it. And I went on. And a month later, I was employee of the month. And I was, when I came in for my next meeting, I had no negative critiques. I had no negative feedback from no one. You know, it was all positive and all the direction of me moving forward within the company. And so that's something I did. And I ask you, go out, give a survey of yourself to your friends to take. Not even just your friends, somebody who don't really put you in the office like that. Give it to them so you can see why y'all don't click. Why they got a problem with you. You feel me? Because as adults and grown people, we'll hold that grudge and try to figure out why somebody don't like us for the rest of our life, and we never even ask the person what's going on. What did I do to make you feel this way about me? You can't, my mom said this about me all the time. You think you are Cleo and you can read someone's mind, but you don't know. That's why you need to ask for feedback. And the next step is assess your relationships. And what that mean is cut off people who don't mean you no good, who add no value to your life. I did it. Y'all, this is the happiest I've ever been in my entire life. I'm in so much peace right now that I'm happy when my bills pass due. I'm happy when, you know, I got to scrounge up money to go buy groceries, whatever. I'm happy all the time. And when I do get in those moments of being sad, I'm not sad for long. You know why? Because I know who I am and I know my purpose. And the other thing is, I know that the people that were in my life were negative people and they didn't deserve no parts of me. And I'm going to go tell you a little story. So a couple years ago, I was engaged to be married and I was planning a wedding. I had 14 bridesmaids, 14, and like four made of honors because I couldn't choose because I thought these people were close to me. I thought these people were my friends. I had been knowing most of these people 10 years plus. And it wasn't until somebody proposed to me
for the second time in my life. Y'all know I got married real young when I was 19, got divorced at 26. You know, somebody felt it necessary that I should be a wife instead of just a girlfriend, right? And so me and who I thought this girl was my homegirl, we went out to Chick-fil-A. I went to go give her welcome to the bridal party gift because I was super excited and everything. And you know what she told me? You're not wife material. You dress seductively. I just don't see you being a wife. And I honestly don't believe why. Y'all only been talking for a year. Y'all, I don't understand. I just don't get it. Right then, I knew my purpose for her. She was in my life for a season, baby. And I had to let her go. That was the last time I saw her. And I didn't even argue with her. I didn't even tell her how I felt or nothing. I just said, I appreciate you telling me how you feel. But I'm going to go ahead and leave this alone. Because I don't need no negativity in my life right now. Okay? So I let her go. I avoided conversation with that girl. All I did was block from my phone. She was still my friend on all social media platforms. She was still able to contact my family and friends. She was still friends with them. And she hated seeing me down her timeline that much that she unfriended me. And when I went to her page, because I love her son to death. I just wanted to see a picture of him because I missed him. She had them blocked me from her page. I said, damn. She really couldn't stand my ass, and that was supposed to be my friend for 10 years, okay? So that's what I mean by accessing your relationships, friendships, relationship with men, women, situationships, family. Don't forget your family, because sometimes your blood, baby, your family will bring negative spirits and all that stuff on you more than a stranger will. So you need to write down their name, all right? Write down how they benefit you, how they make your life better, what kind of value they bring to your life, all right? And look at that list, and you'll know who you need to let go. And you can deal with your family for a long-handled spoon, baby, because I done did it, and I done it, and baby, when I tell you, I still go to family reunions and stuff, but don't nobody see me any other time. That's the only time I go, because I don't like that negative stuff in my life, you feel me? And that's it. So the next topic we're going to talk about is how did I find out I was undateable? All right. So we can just, you know, piggyback off of finding thyself. I had to find out why my dates weren't going anywhere. I had to find out what was I doing to, you know, run people off. Not necessarily run them off, but, you know, make them not interested anymore. Okay, first things first. I am sensitive as hell. Sensitive. And I am offended at almost everything somebody say to me. Okay? I'm learning how to be more, you know, stronger with it. But, baby boy, the first time a dude said anything sexual about my body, I block. I don't even say not just block. Exit. Bye, bro. I don't got time for that. You just trying to use me for sex. That's the first thing I think about. Now, I could have been wrong or right, but I never gave it a chance to see where it would have went. You feel me? So that's one thing about myself that I realized, and it was that I am very sensitive, and I do not and will not. Well, it was hard for me to accept what people would call a compliment because I'm gonna say this, being 13 years old and being shaped like a grown woman was the worst thing that ever happened to me. I was sexually harassed almost every day of my life when I was a kid and a teenager, and not by people my own age, but by grown folks too. And so with that being said, sex and anything dealing with a man it's a hard thing for me. I don't trust men like that because of things I went through as a kid and just people that, grown people who you're supposed to be looking up to and all that kind of stuff, and they betray you. The worst way somebody can betray a child. You feel me? So that's number one. I'm very sensitive, and I was letting my past determine my future. So that's one thing. Number two, I really and honestly didn't know what I want in a man. I just was out there eating food
and trying to get what I can get out of folks. You feel me? And once I realized that was something that I didn't want nobody to do that to me, or if I ever had a son to do that to him, I had to stop that crap. Like, it's fun. I ain't gonna lie. I miss them good days at Stony Rivers. The good old days in Marietta Diner. Oh, the awesome nights at the damn Cheetah. All right, y'all. Anyway, that's old memories. I'm gonna let it go. So, yeah. So, I realized I was undateable because of things in my own life. Things I was doing. The way I was as a person. The things I didn't know. I didn't know what I wanted. You know, I had no idea. I'm uncovering these things every day. So, every day, you know, every Wednesday, we're gonna keep uncovering and uncovering. And hopefully I can get some of you guys to call in and tell me some things that you've discovered about yourself. Take those 6 steps, y'all. That's homework. Go ahead. Find them 6 steps. You need to do that. Find out who you are. And not saying there's an age gap. You could be 45, 29, 19. You know, you can take it. Figure out who you are. So therefore, you will know what you want. Male and female. All right, guys. So we are going to end the show. End the show tonight. And I hope you guys have an awesome week. Like, it's Wednesday, it's hump day. You got Thursday, and then Friday is pre-weekend, is the weekend. Turn up. Be safe. Y'all know how the A is. You know Atlanta. You know I love Atlanta, but Atlanta people crazy. You feel me? And that's it. You guys have a great night. Thanks for listening and tuning in. Bye.